is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it. I want to revisit something here that we've talked about in the past, but I want to revisit something here. Because as I look at, I just see stories every day talking about American privilege and white privilege and the privilege of straight people and the privilege of this and that and everything else. We've been told an awful lot about privilege in America. And for the most part, when it comes to things like the alleged white privilege or male privilege or whatever, we've been told it's something that's bad we should be ashamed of. Hollywood actors, college professors, left-wing activists, late-night comedians, liberals of every sort, every make and model want us to feel guilty for our alleged white privilege, male privilege, straight privilege. Like I said, this privilege, that privilege, a whole host of privileges. Those that want to bring a reckoning to America are using this false idea of privilege to drive a wedge between us. And make no mistake, dividing us into small groups is the way many on the left operate. And the example is clear. In 2008 and 2012, Barack Obama's campaign and his team dialed down to divide people into the smallest groups possible, in part with Cambridge Analytica. So they could identify micro groups inside groups, and they could target people individually. Divide us, because that way we can conquer this group or that individual and win overall. The goal is simple, create class warfare and make people believe they live in an unfair nation. And so the messaging is direct and it goes to the smallest groups possible. They try to paint America as a racist and misogynistic place, hoping to convince people that the deck is stacked against them. They propagate the notion most people have very little hope to ever get ahead and are instead unwilling pawns working for an unseen wealthy class, the elite. Oftentimes, it's the elites on the left propagating the elites on the right narrative. Worse, they would have you believe that those that have gotten ahead in America have done so through various forms of egregious exploitation hinged to privilege. And somehow the unfair powers vested in them because of the unfair privilege they somehow possess. And in fact, a white person that comes from the wrong side of the track and works their tail off and makes it to the top of their profession, whatever it may be. Maybe it's finance, maybe it's medicine, maybe it's the law, whatever it may be. When they reach great heights and they ring the bell and they're making a seven-figure salary, all of a sudden it's white privilege, even though that privilege came with long hours and calloused hands and a lot of ramen noodles. That doesn't matter. The fact that they succeeded to some is based solely on their whiteness and their white privilege. But that's imaginary. Their privilege was based on the privilege to work. The privilege to work and to pursue their happiness as outlined in this country. Now, while we're talking about alleged privileges that are largely imagined and created solely for political purposes, let's talk about that more closely. Let's talk about a privilege that every single legal citizen of the United States of America truly does possess. And that's something I refer to as American privilege. You have American privilege by living in this great republic of ours. If you were born in the United States or have become a legal American citizen, then you possess far more of this thing called privilege than most people around the world could ever imagine. You have the privilege to freely speak your mind, to freely pursue your education and your dreams. In America, our government, which is actually you, for the most part still, and me, it will even give you grants or low-interest loans if you qualify, just to help you pursue those dreams to the best of your ability, which, by the way, usually benefits the rest of us in the long run. You have the privilege to excel. You also have something in America, the privilege to fail. And maybe that's the biggest privilege of all. You have the privilege to try and to fail. And let us never forget that the American privilege we now enjoy was fought for, and in many cases died for, by American citizens who came before us and gave their last full measure of devotion to this land so we could enjoy the life we are now living. Privilege didn't just magically occur in the United States. It has been earned. Earned by our parents and our grandparents, earned by our founding fathers and the men and women who died in the great struggle for freedom. It was earned on the beaches of Normandy and in the trenches of Iwo Jima. Small business owners and the captains of industry have earned it. School children and those that dreamed of going to the moon have earned it. Our churches, temples, and synagogues have earned it. Our Bill of Rights and our Constitution have earned it. Our collective drive, determination, and work ethic continue to earn it every single day, from small farms to skyscrapers. Our privilege is earned every single day. Is our country perfect? No, of course not. But it's far better than most, and we as a people, each and every one of us, have a God-given right to feel proud of being a citizen of the United States of America. That's a privilege that millions of people every year try to get for themselves, because they try to come here by the millions. Whether you're a man or a woman or any given religion or race, our doors are open. Universities and a place in the workforce open to you, and don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. People come here from all over the world to enjoy and embrace the benefits of living in America. Even today, we are the envy of the world. So if you want to talk about privilege, please do so. And speak about it with pride and a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude for the brave men and women who helped build our country and keep it safe. But take time to realize that with every wise choice you make in each day you go to work and contribute to our nation, you are helping to build and maintain the privilege we are now all experiencing and hope to pass on to future generations. So the next time an American leftist wants to shame you with accusations of privilege, look them straight in the eye and say this: you're damn right I'm privileged, and so are you. The only difference between us is that I am aware of just how blessed we both are, and I am thankful for it. And I hope that someday, for all of our sake, you will be too. We certainly do have privilege. We have privilege in America, red, white, and blue privilege. Now take a moment and bow your head and say thank you. It's the Steve Gruber Show.